introduction. Thank you everyone for coming. I'm actually not going to tell you much about those dualities for Kyle Arjuna because I don't have much time. I won't be very technical. I will rather just sketch what are the things that we are interested in. I gave Groove Meeting last Friday. It was much more concrete, but let me give you at least a taste what I'm interested in. So I'll be talking about chiral algebras and work that I've done with Davide Gaiotto, and mostly the paper that we wrote down to 2 months ago. So vertex operator algebras are algebras of chiral operators in two-dimensional CFT. Those are the generators of symmetries in two-dimensional CFT. And the algebra structure is given by OPE. Some of the familiar examples are algebra of stress energy tensor, where it's parameter C called central charge for this algebra, and this algebra of generators of conformal transformations. Another familiar example is the algebra corresponding to the currents for some global symmetry of two-dimensional CFT. Let's satisfy Kac-Moody algebra of the following form. There is, again, parameter k, which is called level in this case. Apart from these two very familiar examples, there are many other vertex operator algebras that appear in various places in physics. And those are very often extensions of the stress-energy tensor algebra, such as Supervera-Zorro, or WN algebras that we will be mostly interested in. Those WN algebras are extensions of stress-energy tensor by fields, by generators of spin 3, 4, 5, and so on up to N. And for the purpose of this talk, I will also include a generator of spin 1 to have the full set from starting from 1 to N. This is just convenient. It's slightly unconventional, but it's convenient, and it's only related to the fact that for some reason it's better to deal with UN gauge group instead of SUN. Okay, so let me tell you why these extended algebras are interesting. So they appear in various places in physics, as I told you, such as superstrings, in description of generalizations of Ising model at critical level with Zn symmetry, where also the extended algebras appear, in ADS-free CFT2 story and the Gabradil-Gopakumar higher spin CFT relations, or in AGT correspondence, where conformal blocks for WN algebras, those were down here in the previous slide, correspond to some partition functions of some four-dimensional gauge theories, or in mathematics, geometric Langlands program, KdV hierarchies, and many other places in math and physics. It's quite a non-trivial task if I would tell you to write down consistent set of OPEs, consistent algebra, given some spin spectrum of your fields, let's say for WN, it's very hard to construct actually consistent algebra. Mostly because of the fact that it is nonlinear, and on the right-hand side of OPE, composite fields might appear. But there are two constructions that become useful that allow you, starting from Kac-Moody algebra by doing some restrictions and play with some cohomology, you'll get those extended algebras. One is called Drinfeld-Sokolov reduction, and I won't explain you how the construction works because I don't have time, but let me label it by W of G, where G labels the Kac-Moody algebra. Another construction is coset, which I will denote as G slash H, for H being subgroup of G. Okay. As an example, let me tell you how to recover these WN algebras. Also, if you set n equals 2, you'll get a special example algebra of stress energy tensor. So stress energy tensor algebra is actually a particular example of this WN. But you can get WN algebras starting from UN algebras in three different ways. Either you can do Drinfeld-Sokolov reduction of UN Kac-Moody algebra at level psi, or the same Drinfeld-Sokolov reduction, but with level 1 over psi. This duality between these two constructions is sometimes called Feigen-Frenkel duality, and is the central element of the CFT approach to geometric Langlands program. There's also another construction based on coset, based on U1 times U1 coset. It was unclear for a long time why there's such triality of different constructions of the same vertex operator algebras. And Katz, Wakimoto, and Frankel actually called it a mystery. And the goal of my talk is to shed some light on this mystery and explain it as a consequence of S-duality in string theory. And moreover, I will generalize this two-parametric family of dualities, where one of the parameters is psi, another parameter is n, to four-parameter family of dualities. Okay. I won't explain properly how the construction works, but I will explain you what's the brain setup within which you can construct or find the vertex operator algebras. And then using S-duality acting on this brain setup, I will recover dualities for vertex operator algebras. So let me consider type 2B string theory and its five brains. In particular, we will consider a junction, trivial junction, of NS5, D5, and 1,1 brain. Moreover, we will attach a stack of ND3 brains to one of the corners, MD3 brains to the other corners, and LD3 brains to the third corner of the trivial junction. It is known that on a stack of ND3 brains, there's the load energy theory of these D3 brains can be correspond to n equals 4 super Young-Mills theory with U-N gauge group. And we can view this setup from the point of view of the four D3 brains as a four-dimensional gauge theory with U-M, U-N, and U-L gauge group that are connected by interfaces, by domain walls, where the domain walls come from the five brains and the D3 brains ending on the five brains. Okay, so starting from brain setup, we derive a junction of interfaces for n equals 4 super Young-Mills. And one can now use a localization argument that Witten did in 2010 to argue that the path integral, if we restrict to some particular class of supersymmetric operators, the path integral localizes to the path integral of Chern-Simons series with supergroup U n slash L and U m slash L that are connected by an interface. So we can rewrite the path integral of our theory as an interface in n equals in two Chern-Simons series. And another fact that we need to use in our construction is that at the boundary of Chern-Simons theory, vertex operator algebras appear. This is a result from 98 or something, or 89. So long time ago. And I don't have time to explain it, but believe me that there's vertex operator algebras living at the interfaces of n equals 4 super Young-Mills.
Why are the labels different?
Why are the labels different? Because what Witten found is that at NS5-like boundary, there's the Chern-Simons theory. But here, this other boundary comes from 1,1 brain. And according to Gaiotto-Witten, this 1,n brain behaves almost like NS5 brain, with the only difference there's extra Chern-Simons term coupled to the boundary. And this extra Chern-Simons term coupled to the boundary here gives rise to this one. And actually, this is also very important in the vertex operator algebra construction, where we really see these shifts. And those shifts can be, from the string theory point of view, described really as this different kind of brain. So something that's kind of like mysterious, or something that you wouldn't guess before doing the calculation at the vertex operator algebra side, is immediately follows from the brain picture. Okay, and if you follow the construction and according read the Gaiotto-Witten paper, you'll find out what's the boundary condition that glues the two Chern-Simons series. And translating it into the language of vertex operator algebras, one associates to each such trivial injunction this combination of coset and reinforced Surkov reduction, which gives you some vertex operator algebra. Now let me look at S-duality of type 2 V-string theory. It is SL2Z duality that transforms five brains of the theory and also acts on the parameter psi according to, and this SL2Z action is generated by these two transformations T and S. Out of those, only S3 subgroup of the SL2Z will be important for us, and it will be the S3 subgroup that permutes the free five brains. Why? Because this permutation of five brains will give rise to a triality action or S3 action on Y algebras, as written here. Let me explain it diagrammatically. We started from this kind of picture. We had a trivial injunction, and we attached the D3 brains. But now we can do TS transformation. It transforms the parameter psi somehow, and it also transforms brains. But you can also find that simply by rotating this picture, one can put it into the same orientation where 1,0 brain points up and 0,1 brain points towards the right, which is the configuration that we used for definition of Y algebras. And the only consequence of the TS transformation will be the change of the parameter psi and permutation of the labels LM and N, as we've seen here. Now let me give you an example. If you set L and M to 0 in the relation above, one recovers exactly the mysterious free realizations of WN algebra. But there are many other dualities, such as much, much, much less known triality for parafermions, where this is a standard construction of parafermions from Di Francesco or somewhere. But these two are already kind of less known. And one can write down similar dualities for each choice of L, M, and N labels or integers, and recover many new dualities. OK, let me conclude. We have shed some light on the mysterious dualities, dual constructions of WN for WN algebras as a consequence of S-duality of string theory. And we have generalized these trialities for four-dimensional, four-parameter family of Y algebras. Now, you can start asking many other questions, such as, if you consider more complicated web of domain walls in N equals 4 supernumerals, does it give rise to some other interesting algebras? The answer is yes. For example, X, something that I call X algebras, will have Z2 times Z2 dualities, and will lead to many new classes of dual constructions of CFTs. And yeah, there's a lot of interesting things that one can look at. Another way of research might be exploration of these newly found vertex operator algebras and their applications of those newly found vertex operator algebras to many physical and mathematical questions, such as AGT correspondence, counting of D4, D2, D0 bound states in Calabi-Yau manifolds, geometric Langlands program, ADS3, CFT2, and many others. Thank you for listening.
When you said parafermion, is that in the sense of parastatistics, or do you mean something different by this?
Yes. So those are the right. So in two-dimensional CFT, when you study Ising model, which is lattice model with Z2 symmetry, you're getting those How does it work? You can reformulate the problem in terms of a fermion, which has some, if you go around a fermion, you'll get the phase I, phase minus one if you rotate about around like the fermion.
This is two and plus one dimension.
This is in one plus one, 2D CFT, one plus one, the Francesco thing. Yes. And in the parafermionic case, you will get also vertex operators that have fractional conformal weights. So by parafermions, I just mean that you have vertex operator, you have vertex operators in the CFT with fractional conformal weights.
So in higher dimensions, there's also something. I don't know if it's exactly.
I don't.
Special case, there's something where. The way that, for example, you think of it this way, the way the wave function transforms under permutations of the particle.
Well, I haven't seen these kind of things. I haven't seen these kind of things in higher dimensions. I think it's also not very obvious to me if those things might could be realized.
I think it's about anions and 2 plus 1 DFTs.
I see.
These vertex operators will get anions in 3 dimensions. So chiral algebras can
Maybe we can do it all as a special case, something in which exchanging particles is something other than a plus sign or a minus.
Yes.
These are all examples of that.
Possibly. Yes.
It definitely exists in higher dimensions.
Right. So this would be a two-dimensional example.
What about if you crank n to infinity? Everything keeps working,
sir? It's actually very interesting because you can send n to infinity and then ask a question, what are all the possible algebras that you can write down using spin content of containing fields of spin 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, up to infinity? Gabrielli and Gopal Kumar asked exactly this question. They imposed associativity of OPE. And they found two parameter family of algebras. So you have two parameters. One is central charge. Another is some kind of different parameter in some OPE. But what's very interesting, that let me call the parameters lambda 1, lambda 2. There are special points in the special lines in the two parameter family of algebras, of W infinity algebras. Where ideal in the algebra appears, and one can quotient the W infinity algebra by this ideal. And what one recovers by that at some special lines in the parameter space, one recovers U1 Kacmury algebra, W2 algebra, W3 algebra, and so on. But what was unclear for a long time is what are all the other truncations. And this is another thing that the Y algebra solved, because we identified those all truncations of the W infinity algebra that comes from the limit n going to infinity with our Y algebras. So I'm glad you are asking, because this is another puzzle we solved using introduction the Y algebras. We understood the truncations of the n going to infinity limit.
Okay. That's thank the speaker again.